Jeppo, despite the score, you've got to be pleased with that performance with 10 men.
Yeah, mate, yeah, definitely. The boys dig in. We play two top teams at the moment, and we haven't got any points, which is obviously what we're in it to do, and win games. Obviously, the red card changed the game. But, you know, we played like a lopsided formation to try and get Jack on the ball. And he got his pen, and obviously he's missed it. And, you know, it's gutting. You know, I'm gutting, so are the players. But in terms of effort and determination, I got that today.
You mentioned Jack missed his penalty. It was an outstanding save.
Yeah.
So he seemed to hit the ball well.
Yeah, you know.
Bottom corner, what more?
Yeah. And again, you know, don't want to be too harsh on people that step up and take penalties. But their moments, good save or not, we have to take them. And that changes it because, you know, I thought first half, you know, we were not in control, but, you know, they wasn't really troubling us. And I thought, you know, we'd get a moment where we have to take. And, but, you know, like I say, you know, it's the lads didn't die after the red card, which is another story. But, yeah, you know, they're top and we move into two really important games.
You mentioned the red card. What was your view on it?
Well, like I said, I don't really get involved in officials, but I've played against Jonah, and I thought he was high. And Steve went to talk to the official at half time, and they said that they were both off the ground, but our man was higher. So for me, if he said that both players were high, then should be two reds. It's just our look at the minute, you know. Taron's been sent off. He's been good for us, and he looks like, you know, he's going to miss what, three games now. So, you know, it's one of them. But, you know, like I say, refs got the penalty right. He's got their man decision probably right at the end, but too little, too late.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, from a supporter's point of view, I thought it was a really good performance.
Yeah, you know.
A bit more luck, should we say? You'd have probably got something out of it. Probably not a win, but you'd have got a point, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, the supporters hopefully can see that we are trying and we are putting, and we are improving in terms of maybe not results right now, but we're improving in our performances. I think it's probably good to chat to you and clear a few things up in terms of, you know, people singing Jamie Slay's name and you know, bringing back. Let me make a couple of things clear. Put it in my programme notes and I'll make it clear now because I want it to put to bed. Okay, in terms of Jamie Say, he's been at this club three times. Okay, has it worked out for him? Personally, I don't think it has. In terms of when other people break their neck to tell me things that he wants out of the club, what do you want me to do? Just keep him as my captain, keep him in the team, or, you know, do I make a decision? And that's what I've done, you know. Top money, want top performances, and I don't think he's been quite at it, and I have to make the change because I want people that are here that are committed. On another situation with Kingy, you know, I don't go on the social media because it social media in the UK is negative, and people go on there to rant and rave. So Kingy, let's clear that one up. So he came on a sub here in the first couple of games and did well. I said to him after the game, did really well. Tuesday texts me, I can't make training because it's my birthday. Okay? And I can't make Saturday. So he's not involved for the game. The game was called off. I'm going with the same shape and the same team as I was for the game that was called off. In training, we're going through it and he's talking to Gooders, and I can tell by his body language that he's not happy, because when you're out the side and you're going through shape, you feel like, you know, a spare part. So I texted him and said, can we have a chat? He rang me straight away. And I told him, in terms of this football club, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay. But at the minute, you're not starting. So with, again, finances, everything like that, he's on top money. So I said to him, I want you to stay, but we need to look at your money. And he said, oh, I don't know. I said, I'll think about it. You know, and I've got all the texts, and he come back to me on text the next day, and I said, thought about it, mate, staying, blah blah blah. He said, out of respect for myself, I can't drop my money, but he plays for No, he plays for his previous clubs. Where he, I don't know if he got paid or not. But so he said, out of respect for himself, he can't drop his money. Okay, I think you're making a mistake. No, I'm not doing it. Okay, then when it is over, he's then saying to me, telling people, oh, I'll play for free. No, rubbish. He won't play for free, and he decided to leave his football club. People are very, very quick to forget that this club means a lot to me. It means a lot to the people like yourself, Gaz, everyone in the board. And I'm not having people that aren't committed to this football club, whether they're Jamie Slay, Kingy, whoever. I need people to give full commitment. And people love to tell me things. And people come break the net, oh, text him, you know. I'm not having it, Robin. And I want it put to bed. Fans singing, bringing back. For what? He's scored one goal since I've been here, you know. And in a better team than we are, he will score goals, yeah. Good player. I tried to sign him before. Good player in a good team. Right now, we're struggling, and I need players that are committed.
Thanks for clearing that up, Jack. Going back to today's game, it was good to see Jack Andrews back.
Yep.
I think he brought something in defence we've been missing.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the new lad?
Goalkeeper.
Two new lads. Yeah. Goalkeeper and the lad from Tamworth, Jack.
Yeah, he had an opportunity first half to take the right back on, where I thought he was probably the weak point, with respect. And he didn't, but we're down to 10 men, you know. I had to make some sort of change. I needed a more physical player, like Coops, to come on, and we had to grind it. And obviously, with him being an out and out winger, we went with Coops down the middle, and obviously let Thatch sort of roam around. But you know, he did work to a point. We got the penalty, but goalkeeper was superb. He's very confident, his kicking's good, he plays it out, he gets his playing. But you know, we need more of that. We need more than that. So yeah, Jake did okay. You know, it was harsh on him bringing him off. But I had to make a decision.
So looking forward to next week, we're
Melton. Yeah.
Will there be any changes? You'll have to make one because of forgotten his name.
Taz.
Yeah, coming off.
Yeah.
So where will the changes be, do you think?
Well, unfortunately Lewis Carr was not available today, but he'll be back next week. Which you know will make us stronger. In terms of the lads we've got, everyone's committed in there. That's all I've asked for. Everyone be committed, disciplined, want to be here. And yeah, we're hurting right now. We're in a bad spell, but like I said in the programme notes, like, we've been in a bad spell for a while now, and I'm working tirelessly to get the best players on the pitch to assist them. Two big games, you know, Melton, Hucknall, you know, we're doing everything we can to be mentally and physically prepared for those two games, because you know we're in a fight, and these lads, look, you know, all the keyboard warriors will be saying, oh yeah, lost again. Yeah, we did lose again, but you know, if you're going to come here and have a look at what we're doing and what we're trying to do, the performance has improved. Mm-hmm. And I believe in the lads. And you know, they believe in me. And we'll continue to drive and fight and work hard for this football club to get us out of the mess.
Melton play on a 3G pitch, don't they?
Yeah.
Will that make any difference to your thoughts?
Yeah, I went to watch Bourne and Melton on Wednesday. Two good teams. They get it down and play, which you'd expect. They've got a manager who at Melton who organises them and gets them playing out from the back. Got a danger man out wide. They're a good team. It's going to be really, really difficult. I'm not sure how they went on today, but you know, they're having a little bit of a spell as well. But it's a tough league. Two tough places to go. But in terms of using the pitch as an excuse, that goes out the window, and it's about who's brave enough to get on the ball, who's brave enough to take the chances, and I think we'll be ready, we'll be prepared, and we'll go there looking to win.
Looking forward to it.
Cheers, Robin.
Jeppo.
Good to see you, mate. You're cold.
Oh, freezing.